Sunday, 30th of August. Our Privileges, Part 2. Genesis chapter 18, verse 18, New International Version. Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. Abraham's privileges extended beyond his relationship with the Lord. All the world would be blessed because of this man. What a privilege to be used by the Lord to touch those around us. What a privilege to be used to impact the lives of those yet unborn. Yet that is how the Lord used Abraham, and that is how he intends to use each of us to influence the lives around us. It is the grace of our Lord that allows us to be involved in the lives of others. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19 speaks of Abraham directing his children. We have the great privilege of directing others to follow the commands of the Word of God. We have the privilege of passing on truth through our words. This speaks of our personal witness. As we pass through this world, we should leave behind a trail of heavenly counsel for others to follow. Let us be quick to share the message of the cross and the Word of God with a lost world. We only pass this way once. Let's make sure we leave a mark for the Lord as we do. It isn't just our words that are important. It is also our walk that matters greatly. We have been given the privilege of walking in integrity. People are watching. Let's be sure they see the right thing. One of the greatest privileges of life is that of being able to walk like him. What we do and say will not die when we die. Our involvement with those around us will continue to bear fruit long after we have departed this world. Prayer thought: Lord, may our walk and talk be filled with integrity as we live like you.